Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to Got Invention Radio, segment 4 with SurveyMonkey. SurveyMonkey.com is the website. Learn how to use surveys to figure out if your product is marketable. And we have Dr. Phil Garland, he's the VP of Methodology, and Brent Chiduba, he's the Vice President of Business Strategy, joining us. This is our last segment, so let's see if we can get as much as we can in for the listeners out there. Very interesting subject tonight. So we did this survey, and we used your service, let's say, and or let's say we do a traditional way. How do we measure these results? I think, Phil, you're the person to answer this question, right?
Yeah. So in the product today, we make it easy for people to get a good sense quickly of what transpired in the survey. So basically top-line results. We also offer the ability for you to download the full data set into Excel or SPSS, which is a statistical package that allows for more complex analysis like regression and other statistical techniques. From there, you know, the typical analytic strategy is to look for, you know, the top line main effects first. What do people say? And then beyond that, you want to sort of cross tab and filter, which is also available in our product. So who said what? If we're going to cut people's interest in our new invention by income or education, it's helpful to see which differences in a particular variable like income or education make a difference in, say, interest for a product. And then from there, for the really advanced folks, you want to know if those differences are statistically meaningful, but I won't read from the stats textbook in this space.
You know what's interesting, Phil, is that there's times where I'm in front of the buyers or a potential licensee, and it seems like they're on the fence with a product that I'm presenting to them. And all of a sudden, it's just like, you know what? Here's a survey. Take a look at this. I know this is your opinion that you're thinking about right now. You're thinking about all the others and your company and everything else. But look, you see my survey, right? I'm sure it can help and put a buyer or a potential licensee over the edge on making a decision, just knowing what the basis is.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, any survey is going to introduce a certain level of exposure. So anytime you ask people to think about something that they haven't thought about before, that can serve as you know, a bit of information gain, marketing, virality, and so forth. So the survey in and of itself can be a form of, you know, information spread.
Okay. Well, we mentioned earlier that an average of about 14 or so questions, 8-minute time frame, seems like it keeps people's attention. But what about the how many people actually need to respond? What makes it a valid survey? I mean, if it was up to me, I'd just make my own survey, answer the one question, answer it by myself, and right? It seems like that's how a lot of people are, you know, how strongly and emotionally attached they feel to their concept. But what does it really take? How many people, you think?
So it depends on the population of people that we're trying to generalize to. It also depends on how many cuts. I mentioned the crosstabs a moment ago. If we're going to cut the data by education and income, and, you know, we had 100 people, those cells or buckets start to get really small. And so the confidence in any one estimate decreases as the number in that bucket or cell declines. So you want to have a sufficient number so that, you know, the means and averages and things that you calculate are actually meaningful. You wouldn't want a mean made of 3 people. You'd want a mean of, usually the rule of thumb is around 25, 30
25.
People.
Okay.
25 or 30 per cell, so you can cut more or less with an eye toward that number. And then if you're trying to generalize to, you know, a country, like Gallup does each day, they call 1,500 people every day. If you're trying to generalize to your office and you've only got 300 people, well, you've got to get most of them. It's about 200. And there, if you Google sampling table, there a bunch will come up, and you just sort of read across the table for how much confidence you want to have, the population size you're trying to generalize to, and the sample size you need. But generally, no more than 1,500 ever for any purpose,
okay,
for up to, you know, hundreds of millions of people. But there is a floor. There's a minimum that's usually, you know, it's approaching 100. If you've got 100 people, I think you need to get like 90. So that's okay. Kind of the way to think about it.
No, that's very interesting. You gave us some great points tonight, guys. I really appreciate it. And I'm getting comments from listeners, and they appreciate it as well. So thank you. Thank you again for being guests on our show. Couple more quick questions. Let's see if we could squeeze this in the last few minutes. So you have a product. I know it's, you know, it seems like you made it very easy on SurveyMonkey to make up a survey. You have the questions all set up, and we can kind of deploy our survey out there. But who do we send it to? I mean, if somebody doesn't have social media contacts and everything else, and they want to be able to get that broad range of response, you have a product that's called Audience Participation, or what is it called?
Yeah, Brent, right? SurveyMonkey Audience. Yeah.
Audience, okay. Can you explain that to
and
us
basically,
briefly?
Yeah, I mean, just what you described is why we built the product. So you've got lots of people out there who they know what they want to get answered. They know the research goal. They write a survey, and the biggest problem then is who do I get to take this? And a lot of people will do things like put it on Twitter and Facebook, email their friends, you know, family and things like that. But as we had talked about before, those results are going to be a bit biased. It may not be exactly, you know, in the context of an invention. Is that the audience that's going to potentially buy your product? Or is that, you know, your friends and family who know this because you've been talking about it for a while? What if it's just the person that's going to walk in the store and see it on the shelf or something
right.
like that? So we built a product by recruiting hundreds of thousands of people to take surveys, and we get a lot of information about each of those people who sign up so that we know right now about 20 to 30 different profile traits about them so that we can actually give our customers the chance to say, hey, I need 100 people to take this survey, and I actually need this age group. I need people 18 to 35 because that's my target audience of my buyers, and I need them to be of these income levels.
That's
we
excellent.
Can actually deliver that, and we can give a kind of random sample that's a balanced sample from across the United States. We can target on a lot of those things, and it's really to help people that don't have that readily accessible, and we can deliver that basically instantly for people.
That's excellent. We have only about 2 minutes or so left. How much? What's the incentive that the audience gets? And also, I'd like to just go over a couple of the quick costs of SurveyMonkey before the show ends.
Sure. So when we recruit people to join to take surveys on behalf of our customers, what we do is at the end, there's a default option on survey settings. A lot of it's for free users, and if our paying users don't change what happens at the end of the survey, after someone clicks done to finish a survey, a page pops up that says, hey, thanks for taking the survey and for your time, and then there's some advertising landscape on the bottom half of the page that says, hey, if you're interested in taking more surveys to benefit the charity of your choice, click here. And so people will sign up for that. And so we've got, you know, nearly a million people have joined and signed up to take surveys. And every single time that we send them a survey from our customers so that they can take it and provide their opinions, we give them 50 cents to donate to the charity of their choice. And we've got right now over 30 charities, some large, some small, that have signed up to that we're paying out, you know, upwards of $20,000 a quarter to these charities on behalf of sort of the donations that come from the respondents.
All right, that's very nice. And it's based on how many questions they answer, or just a general flat 50 cents?
It's a flat 50 cents. We let a maximum of one survey per week that people can answer.
Okay.
There's a limit of 50 questions, but, yeah, we give 50 cents each time they finish the survey.
That's very interesting. Inventors, I would encourage you to sign up to be part of the audience. I go to focus groups personally so I can learn and understand what people are looking for with products and how to ask questions and so forth. But SurveyMonkey has made it very easy for us, and we thank you both for being on the show. We ran out of time to find out the costs of how much it costs for the surveys and the pro packages and so forth. But go on to SurveyMonkey.com. Very easy to find out more information about it and to set up your own survey. Dr. Phil Garland and Brent Chiduba, thank you very much for being on our show.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Okay, great. That was a great show, and thanks again. SurveyMonkey on Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com. Have a great night and speak next week.
If you own a business, here's a concept that can give your business a serious breakthrough. I call it the stadium pitch. What if I could put all of your potential buyers in a giant stadium and give you the chance to walk out and present to them all at once, making your company famous in a single day? Could you do it? 99% of business owners surveyed are not prepared. Are you? If we put you in front of all your potential buyers right now, listen, there are 14 strategic objectives for an opportunity like this, and I'll bet you won't think of more than two or three. Heck, I'll give you all 14 if you call 800-833-0111. This is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last three decades creating business breakthroughs, and now I've teamed with Chet Holmes, the author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. This stadium pitch concept is invaluable if you're a business owner who wants to be at the cutting edge of business breakthroughs today. And it's expertly depicted in a stunning report that I'll give you as my gift if you call 800-833-0111. Leave us your email, and we'll email the report to you in 5 seconds. Call 800-833-0111.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt, and it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188.
I have some good news for a change. With the stressful times upon us, having a regular glass of wine has proved in many studies to reduce stress. Want some more stress-relieving tips? VinVillage.com is an exciting new social organization connecting wine lovers around the country with an exclusive local and online wine lifestyle experience. VinVillage members can meet others online and in person, attend wine dinners and tastings, participate in forums, blogs, and wikis, purchase limited and exclusive wines, even create your own wine. You heard me, create your own wine. And best yet, membership is free. So reduce some of the stress and have some fun. Join now and connect with thousands of other like-minded wine lovers. To learn more, go to VinVillage.com. That's www.vinvillage.com. VinVillage is where wine lovers connect. Mm-hmm.